our parasha this week and us finishing the book of Leviticus, I mentioned earlier, and indeed a few times as we went through our parasha, that things that we've read before all of a sudden assume a different meaning under the circumstances that we are in now. When it comes to the book of Leviticus, it seems much less archaic, much more inspirational, and much more relatable. Nearly a week ago today, I think most of us listened with anticipation to our prime minister as he laid out a roadmap to ease our country out of the lockdown. In my mind, I thought, I can't wait to just get back to normal and be released from all this anxiety, from these things that we have to endure by being isolated from each other. It was a mixed emotion, though. It was hope. It was relief. It was anticipation. It was fear in some ways. Will we be able to go back to work safely? Will the numbers rise up again and force us back to our routines of this last week, and worse, have some more victims? What security are we returning to? What are we returning to as a society? So as the prime minister said, that there will be more lanes on which to cycle and encourage us to walk to work, he also encouraged us to drive to work and avoid public transport. And I thought to myself, now I feel anxious about the society that we are returning to. There's been a nice lull in the pollution during this lockdown, a return to nature in a way, a greater appreciation as we get pictures of pristine waters in the lagoons of Venice and all sorts of creatures visiting them. Spring has its rebirth outside. We are witnessing how this lockdown brought the best in so many of us. So we don't just want to return to normality. We want the situation to return, but we want a new normal, a more compassionate normal, a greener normal, a more sustainable normal, not necessarily a business as usual normal. We want less division. But how do we get there? How do we get our priorities straight? Well, it is here again that I thought the book of Leviticus and our Torah portion gave a timely message, Shemitah and Jubilee, the sabbatical year and the Jubilee year. Now, historically, I don't think, especially when it comes to the Jubilee, that there is any proof that it was ever kept. But nevertheless, Shemitah as a concept, Yovel as a concept, not to the letter of the law, perhaps, but what I've heard others coin as Shemitah consciousness. And if we develop the Shemitah consciousness, it could be a good way to evaluate our priorities as we come out of this lockdown. So what are the lessons that we can learn of Shemitah? It is obvious that we cannot implement it, and anyway, it is implementable, if at all, only in the land of Israel. For me, the first lesson is that we as humans are not outside of the natural order. We are not the owners of creation, but a part of it, just like the virus that sent us all into lockdown. So we gain a different perspective as we come out. And just as the real estate market is beginning to open again as a sign of thawing of these restrictions, the Torah reminds us that we too, in fact, have a lease on this planet, a lease on this earth. And its conditions also offer us the right perspective in our current situation. It is written, as we read, "V'ha'aretz lo timacher litzmitut, ki li ha'aretz, ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi." The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and settlers within me. There are conditions attached. We have to be good stewards while we have only a lease on this land. We must not exhaust it. We must also give it a Shabbat. No greed, no overconsumption, balance instead. A mechanism to stop inequality and indifference. A jubilee year, perhaps, of sorts. It also teaches me about resilience and about faith. The question was asked in our reading, what will we eat on the seventh year? To which God replies, well, there will be plenty. I will be sure that the sixth year is especially a good harvest. Now, some interpret it as a good harvest, we will get double or triple the amount. But it made me wonder what a good harvest really is. Every year now we have a good harvest. Isn't it enough? We have everything that we need. Indeed, faith and resilience refers to a word in the verse that we just read. A man of strength who fulfills his commands, Gibor Koach Osee Devaro, a reference from the Psalms, in our tradition refers to the person who is the Shemitah observer, who can endure the seventh year without too much worry. Then, of course, it goes about saying, should we hoard food? Should we not hoard food? Should we just trust God and not fill our pantry? I think the answer is, what it tries to tell us is, don't worry in terms of overconsumption. Have trust, but do your share. Don't panic buy. It also teaches us concern for the most vulnerable. Our economy is not to be one of selfishness, of putting the economy ahead of our responsibility to our nearest. Charity begin at homes. We just read about the Goel, how it is our command. We are commanded to redeem those near to us who are in dire straits. Lastly, we must think of long-term planning with the right priorities. The number seven keeps recurring because the seventh day is a day of rest, a day of reevaluation, a day of giving thanks. And then the 7 times 7, 49 years to the 50th, to the Yovel. So we must take this opportunity with long-term planning to rededicate ourselves, to take better care of ourselves and of the planet. There is a lovely lovely quote by the Maggid of Duvno that I can't find at the moment, so I will just tell you. He said, Gerim en toshavim atem imadi, strangers and residents, are you with me? How can one be both strangers and residents? You're either a stranger or a resident. To which, according to the Maggid of Duvno, who lived in the 18th century in what is today Belarus, he said, well, if you act like you are a resident, thinking that you can own anything, overconsume, then, says God, I will be a stranger among you. But if you act like a stranger, like a guest, taking consciousness of what you consume and how you treat this earth, then I, as God, will be resident among you. This is our relationship to God and to the environment, summarized nicely by the Maggid of Duvno. Now, before we make any conclusions, I'm not at all implying that because we might have mistreated the earth, our punishment is our current situation. Punishment is also simply not abiding by God's will. We all suffer when we don't have our priorities right. So now, as we get ready to return to our routines, I hope that we think of the long term. I hope that we are not strangers to God's vision, in that God is a permanent resident among us. May the return to normality not last as long as we fear, and may we ready rededicate ourselves to a better future and not miss this opportunity we paid so dearly for. Shabbat Shalom.